A reading from the Gospel of John. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." Mary stayed outside the tomb, weeping. And as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener, and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he told her. The Gospel of the Lord. "I have seen the Lord." Her every yearning, her deepest desire, he for whom her soul thirsted and her flesh pined, he to whom her soul clings fast, he whom her heart loves, he whom she sought relentlessly, he for whose loss she wept. She has found him, or perhaps more accurately, he has found her. And she announced that sacred word to the other disciples, "I have seen the Lord." Only in the year 2016, last year, was the memorial for this profoundly privileged woman of whom we speak, St. Mary Magdalene, only then was her memorial elevated by Pope Francis to a feast day on the Roman calendar. For someone often referred to as the Apostle to the Apostles, we might well be inclined to say, "What took so long?" How clearly Mary Magdalene bears within her and shows to us in John's Gospel her contemplative way of being. All of her inner and outer senses, indeed her whole person, is consumed with love. She sees with heightened awareness here and throughout her journey with Jesus, up to her witness to his crucifixion and her determined search for his body. She hears with heightened awareness in her recognition of the voice of Jesus when he speaks her name. And with that recognition, she immediately holds on to his body until reminded he must move on and so must she. The time for clinging is over and the time for proclamation has begun. The awesome intimacy of the encounter here in this garden between Jesus and Mary Magdalene, its poignancy and its beauty goes beyond words. The depth of the exchange of the communion here takes our breath away. Mary has come to this mystical moment in her life by faithfully accompanying Jesus, following him so closely along the way that she truly knows him and knows his way. Surely a contemplative companion. Just as clearly, She shows her readiness for that inner fountain of love to overflow into proclamation. Go, Jesus says, go, tell the other disciples. She goes and she tells them, I have seen the Lord. Dare we dream of anything like a similar encounter with our God? Have I had such an encounter? How can I keep ready my heart, keep my heart open for such encounters? Who in this world of my time might need and want to hear from me that I have seen the Lord?